today a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on The Loyal Opposition.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to The Loyal Opposition, the show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That is why we're here to air the voice of dissent to the super majority's policies and ideas. I'm Len Asante, and to my right is
Michelle Harbin.
And together we are
The Loyal Opposition.
It is 5 o'clock, 58 degrees, cloudy outside here in downtown Portland. Heading on down to 45 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, warm again, up to 69, with rain late. Not exactly winter weather, Michelle.
No, it was nice outside today. Very nice.
All right. We've got a great guest for you today. We've got Megan Lang, chair of the Sumner County Democratic Party, is going to be joining us in just a little bit. But before we get started, of course, we want to talk about the news. And I've got to hear about this thing that Michelle did today. I've got to hear about this. Michelle, what did you do today?
So today I went to a quantum healing hypnosis therapy session.
Not endorsed by the Loyal Opposition, by the way.
Well,
did we quantum heal locally, or did we have to go far away?
No, it was in Hendersonville. Oh, okay. I went to a lady's house, and it was a very cool experience. I have a recording of the whole thing. I was there for a total of 3 hours, and an hour and a half of that was the hypnosis session. And when I came out, I would have sworn it was like 20 minutes. And she said I was talking the whole time.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. She said it was very different from the lady she had yesterday.
Really? Okay, but it took all that time, but it only felt like a little while.
Yeah, and like she said at one point, you know, our bodies hang on to traumas, and if you have PTSD or have been through any kind of sexual abuse or childhood trauma, whatever, and you don't process that, your body keeps the score. Have you ever heard of that book, The Body Keeps the
Score? I have heard of that book, yes.
Yeah, and so a lot of people that have chronic back pain, and a lot of times they can't find the what the cause is, and a lot of time it is your body holding on to unprocessed traumas. And so that was part of this hypnosis today, was to do a body scan and ask the subconscious to release any unresolved traumas in the body. And she said, you know, she told me, and the goal is to get into theta state. You know, you have four brainwave frequencies. Alpha is you and I here in our conscious speaking. Beta is like right before you fall asleep. You know how sometimes you kind of remember your dreams just a little bit, mm-hmm. and you kind of wake up. That's your beta. And then theta is your subconscious. Delta is when you're out and you don't remember anything. And you want to get...
My favorite.
Yeah. You want to get to the theta stage. And she did a body scan and told me to do a body scan. If you meditate, you know what that is. It's where you start at the top of your head and you just have your eyes closed and you imagine energy running all the way down through your feet, right? And she said, like, when she got to certain body parts, I would twitch, like a right arm twitched, left leg twitched. My belly rumbled when we got to the abdomen. And so maybe that was my body letting go of some unresolved traumas.
Well, how do you feel?
I felt wonderful when I woke up. It was like I had had an 8-hour night's sleep. But she said that all the places she asked my subconscious to go in the session were very positive places. And, you know, we jumped forward in time, like envisioning what we think of a major event might be, and we went back in time. So I don't know exactly what all I said.
But it is recorded.
It's recorded. I have 84 minutes.
So you don't, Ben, you don't really remember hardly any of it.
I mean, I do remember some things. I remember that I told her a memory of me and my aunt going to the Birmingham Botanical Gardens. She told me to think of the most beautiful place. And of course, I just thought of the beach immediately. And she, like, to get me into that theta stage, she asked me to imagine myself floating up onto the cloud and making the cloud like bed. And there's this guided meditation that I have always had the kids listen to called Bed in the Clouds. And I love it. And they've listened to it. We've been listening to it for 10 years. And it's talking about imagining yourself wrapped up in a cloud.
So is this a one-time thing, or do you have to go back now?
No, like you process this for a while. I don't know what the frequency is supposed to be. This lady is doing her internship, so she's doing these sessions.
Gotcha.
They're usually, I think, like $1,000.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Okay, and so, but usually that means you didn't pay that.
No, I got to go free.
Go for free, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a hypnosis for free shoot. I'll try it.
That sounds like Michelle. Well.
So I have to report back.
Yeah, you have to report back as part
of her
results.
She said it was a very positive, like my subconscious was wanting to show me happy memories and happy life moments. So that's good that I was in a positive place. She said maybe there's traumas that you're not ready to deal with, or maybe you've been doing so much healing over the last few years that, you know, you've really processed a lot of it. So.
But most of what you talked about was happy.
That's what she said.
So yeah. I guess you kind of didn't touch much on the Auburn football.
No, that didn't come up.
Last season.
No. And you know, that's funny you say that. I've been texting with Carolina today. Y'all know Carolina, yeah. Our intern from the summer. And she was asking when I was going to take Lila to the Auburn Vandy girls game, because
mm-hmm.
Santa put those in Lila's stocking.
Gotcha.
Tickets. So the whole fam, we got 4 tickets to go, and it's on the 22nd. But Vandy is undefeated, and Auburn girls are 0-2 in the conference and 14th in the SEC. Will wear my Auburn gear. But, you know, I grew up going to Vandy girls games with my dad as a kid. We would go on Sunday afternoons. He would take us 4. I went a month during the season. I mean, we would go.
Mm-hmm.
So I want them both to win.
Sure. You know, Vanderbilt men are undefeated as well.
Yeah. Their athletic program right now is on fire.
Doing really good.
Which they're always contenders in basketball.
In basketball, yeah. They've got a tough game against Alabama tonight. But under the radar, I guess, you know, with all the football hoopla, yeah. But yeah, they've managed to put together, I think they're like combined 29-0 so far.
Vandy girls are 15-0.
We'll have to.
We'll report back on the hypnosis.
Yeah, we'll have to get Carolina to do a Vanderbilt update.
Yeah, she's gonna get tickets, and we're gonna get to meet up with her.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. That sounds like fun. Maybe I should come along. Well, Michelle, Johnny Garrett doesn't like Fred Gets Dressed.
Oh, you know, I had a dream I was hanging out with Johnny Garrett. I've been logging my dreams. Like, I got a journal, a dream journal, and then I've been putting my dreams in ChatGPT and tell them to use Carl Jung's
dream interpretation theory,
and analyze them for me.
So what did ChatGPT say about you and Johnny?
It was a dream of when I knew Johnny when we were kids, when he was a very nice guy.
Okay, back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't like Fred Gets Dressed. You know what Fred Gets Dressed is? Fred Gets Dressed
in a dress.
And then, well, partly, yeah. He gets dressed in, among other things, a dress, yeah. This is a kid's book, folks. This is a little kid's book that has been specifically called out as a book having legitimate concern about being in our libraries. It is written, it is called Fred Gets Dressed, and is written by Peter Brown, who is a New York Times bestselling author, and he is best known for his book turned film called The Wild Robot.
The Wild Robot's great.
And The Wild Robot was an Oscar-nominated film. And so this guy is, you know, he's like a real guy, right? He's a real guy. And Fred Gets Dressed is about Fred, and he's a little boy who runs around the house with nothing on. And the character is drawn in a very sort of cartoony style, you know, obviously nothing, you know, graphic or anything, right? Right. And at some point in the book, he decides to play dress-up with his parents' clothing. He runs into their closet and starts trying on the parents' clothes.
Cooper does this all the time. I have videos of him twirling in dresses when he was three and my heels, and he will paint his nails. And I mean, what's the difference?
Are we worried about Cooper being gay now?
No, and you know, it's too young.
Exactly.
He's eight. So,
like, and Fred is like four. Okay, so I don't think Fred's like questioning his sexuality.
No, he doesn't know. He just sees fun, shiny things in mom's closet. Why don't you know? That's what I don't understand. Like, Cooper likes to paint his nails. I got them some nail pins for Christmas, and you can.
What's
like,
a nail pin?
It's like they're like a ballpoint pen, but it's not polished.
Gotcha.
So you can just like make art on there.
Sure.
And he says all the girls make fun of him. It's cool, but he doesn't care what they think. But
good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him not caring. Good for him. Good for him. So during, you know, he's playing around, he's wearing his dad's clothes and they're really big, and he's trying on his mom's clothes, which fit better because mom is smaller. And his parents catch him in the act, and instead of punishing him, they join in. And by the end of the book, the parents, the boy, and even the dog, everybody's all dressed in a lot of different colors and clothes and whatnot. And it is a happy book about parents and kids having fun together.
Yeah, make believe. And yeah.
However, Riley Gaines, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Riley Gaines mentioned this book in a social media post. And of course, Riley, as you know, was recently appointed to the Library Board of Sumner County because she is, you know, such an expert of
appointed director, not just to serve, right?
The chair, right?
And, yeah.
And because, you know, she's,
yeah, chair.
She's so much expert in child's books. Anyway, so
she apparently doesn't even have a library card. Literally.
Fred Gets Dressed, which is a totally innocent, innocuous book, and in no way portrays themes of sexuality or cross-dressing or LGBTQ or anything else like that, is under scrutiny across the state, because it was the only book that was actually mentioned by the Secretary of State when he sent the letter to all the libraries requiring them to do an audit, making sure they didn't have any dirty books in their libraries. This is so ridiculous. But he actually called that one book out. So Johnny Garrett posts on social media a picture of himself with the book, Fred Gets Dressed. And he said, "Had to see it for myself. We've got these books in the library. That's why I'm so glad Riley Gaines was appointed to our libraries to rid them of this filth." Filth. Filth. Okay, where children can actually see a boy, a young boy, want to be a girl. And, of course, obviously that is completely not the case, right? I mean, they're making this completely up. Fred does not want to be a girl. Fred wants to have fun playing dress-up in his parents' closet.
This is what they do. Have you heard today the response from the federal administration about the ICE shooting in Minneapolis today?
No, I have not.
An ICE officer shot a woman and killed her today in Minneapolis, four blocks from where George Floyd was beaten to death.
Wow.
And their statement is she was driving off, and their statement is she was trying to run the officer over. There's graphic video. I haven't seen it. I was just listening to CNN on the radio.
Right.
But they just completely lie and said that
they completely lied.
And that's exactly what he's doing.
Of course.
But he wants to beat Trump, so.
Exactly. And if you want to beat so he said, Johnny Garrett obviously doesn't have the capacity to actually understand what this book is all about.
He probably didn't even read it.
I imagine not. I don't know. This shouldn't be, he's like, quote, to finish his quote, this shouldn't be part of anything that child should see. A child should learn their ABCs, not their DEIs.
Oh my God.
So not only is little Fred playing dress up, you know, proof that we're trying to make Fred a girl, right? We also got to throw that DEI invective in there because, you know, everything gets a little freakier when you mention DEI. So this is just, folks, this is just so ridiculous, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think your son wants to be a girl because he puts ink on his fingernails?
No, he loves it. Like, I don't understand why boys can't like shiny things, too.
It was really a ridiculous quote to walk into. Like,
Megan just walked in the room as I'm saying this.
The way that people twist things, like, come on. Yeah. I'm not going to curse, but I want to.
Yeah.
Come on. Let your kids.
Just complete lies, though.
I mean, it's just these are people who don't know anything.
I mean, I would order a copy of the book. Yeah.
You got to find outrage over something so that you don't have to care about the woman who was killed by ICE.
That's exactly what I
Yeah, where's the outrage
about stuff like
a woman running away?
Mm-hmm. And Lynn hadn't heard yet. So, but there's graphic footage and the same thing. They just completely lie and said that she's trying to run over this officer. And I heard an expert ex-NYPD officer on an interview today saying officers are tactically trained to get out of the way of moving vehicles. And this officer put himself in front of the car and shot her.
Right, because he's not a real police officer.
Yeah, there's no telling. And apparently he got hit by a car like a few weeks ago. The same guy.
Well, and I just want to say, I'm going to start this out really just throwing punches here, but a few weeks ago, a man was detained by ICE in Gallatin, and there's a page on Facebook that posts about like detainments and stuff like that. There's Migro Watch, Music City Migro Watch, and then there appears to be a Sumner County version. And William Lamberth shared that and called for finding the person because they were doxing officers of the law by posting the license plate of the vehicle used to detain the person.
Oh, gosh.
So I just think that little William probably needs to do some praying. It's public record. It's also the right of citizens to know who is.
We're at the Barney Five Citizens Arrest.
It is just. I mean, so I would just like to say to William, just go kick rocks.
And this was like, and this is the same theory. Like, remember when Afton Bain was watching ICE in her district?
Yep.
And you know, she watched what was going, and they tried to accuse her of
Andy
crime.
Ogles.
Andy Ogles, right?
So much fervor that she ended up needing like a bodyguard.
Like
for
somebody
a while
was going to try to kidnap her from the Capitol building.
This is, I mean, like we say that the left is inciting bias.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like she was literally scared. She didn't know, but they approached her and said, "You have extra security detail because we have a tip.
We have a tip. Sure,
somebody wants to kidnap you."
Well, folks, on no other show on this planet, in the first 15-minute segment, can you hear about Johnny Garrett's taste in children's literature and Michelle's quantum healing hypnosis thingy and ice rays.
Hypnosis therapy.
And all that other stuff all on the same show. We're going to take our first break right now. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Megan Lang, chair of the Sumner County Democratic Party, about all sorts of interesting things going on this legislative session. We'll be right back, folks.
WQKR. Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I have a question for you. Do you like great music? Music from singer-songwriters? Maybe bluegrass, folk, blues, classic country, rockabilly, or even early rock and roll? Then I invite you to a special show called Americana Country. I'm your host, Jay Preston. It's Sunday afternoon, 1 till 4 p.m. We play a whole mess of great music. Americana and roots music, right here on WQKR. Join me, Jay Preston, Sunday afternoons for Americana Country, 1 till 4 p.m., right here on WQKR.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Bravo.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice, to assure that our loved ones will receive the necessary support to allow us to do so. At High Point Hospice, our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com. That's 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Appropriate song, A Whiter Shade of Pale, because I'm feeling pretty pale in this winter weather. I need to go to Florida and get a tan.
Oh, man, that's where I took myself in my hypnosis. So. Went to the beach.
Went to the beach.
Only not Florida. It's even better.
None of this. No.
Oh, Megan's pale all year round. January, July. It's all
sure,
the same.
Sure am.
Megan, you're not a beach person?
No. Sand gets everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I like mountains. I like lakes. No.
And big floppy hats to stay out of the sun.
Big floppy hats. I don't want skin cancer, y'all. My dad was Danish.
No, it runs in my family.
I don't want skin cancer and... Plus, my eyes are sensitive to light. I will always be about floppy hats.
Well, I will say, in my thing, I was laying in a hammock on the beach in the palm trees with coconuts. So,
okay.
I wasn't in the sand.
So, you visualized the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah. She asked you to go down the whole rabbit hole.
Okay. All right, Megan. Megan Lang's with us today. I'd asked Megan to come on the air and basically kind of do two things with us today. Kind of number one, recap some of the stuff that the Democrats have been up to in the past year, some accomplishments of the past year, and talk to us about what 2026 holds. We've got a pretty big election slate coming up this year. We've got, every county commission race, the odd-numbered school board races, and a bunch of other miscellaneous stuff, including the mayor of Gallatin.
Every county commission?
Every county commission.
They have them all on one cycle now?
Yep, that's all on one cycle.
How did I miss that?
School board is rotating, but commission...
Do what?
I said you were at the beach with your coconuts.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so, Megan, so what's going on with the Dems? And Megan, I got to tell you, folks, Megan is able to multitask. She is...
She's literally measuring a baby hand and knitting.
Speaking to us about politics at the same time. So.
My little sister's having a baby next month.
Oh, you're going to be an aunt?
Yeah, so I'm working on just a little baby headband. I finished a booty earlier today, so I'm making matching things for baby Frankie.
But
baby Frankie.
Oh, that's my aunt's name.
I'm very excited.
It's Francis? Is it?
My mom is Francis.
Okay, so that was my grandmother.
This is
my
Francesca.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
So. My cousin's Frankie. I have a cousin Frankie.
I'm very excited for baby Francesca
I
Marie.
Love it. Is it a male or female Frankie?
That's a male Frankie.
Yeah, there you go.
Frankie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Francis was my grandmother, too. Mm-hmm.
I hear from Frankie on my birthday. On Thanksgiving and on Christmas and on New Year's.
Oh, wow.
So all within a month.
All within
and a half,
pretty much a month.
I guess,
yep,
like 6 weeks. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, actually, folks, yesterday was...
Lynn's birthday!
Lynn's birthday.
Happy birthday to you!
It was also a solemn remembrance day yesterday, Insurrection Day. Was on January.
And today is our podcast editor, Cole Shepherd's birthday.
Right. Cole Shepherd's birthday. If you need podcast editing, he's your man.
So
we had a kind of combo party, but we did solemnly observe the attack on our nation just a few years ago on my very birthday.
Megan, remember what y'all were doing? I was taking a nap. I came home from the store, was taking a nap on the couch, and I had the news on, and I woke up to the live coverage.
I was in a Gallatin Industrial Development Meeting Board meeting and was bored and looked down at my phone and saw the news flash.
Yeah.
I was working at the Gallatin Chamber at the time.
Oh.
I remember looking at it, panicking, and then thinking, I still have to work.
And you had to be apolitical.
And you have to be very focused on the job. So it was a rough day. But, yeah. So, the Democrats, I think I just want to start this out by saying that I speak for the Sumner County Democratic Party. I do not speak for the state party or the national party.
This is what we're doing, the work in our community.
Right here locally.
That's what we care about.
I get a lot of questions on our Facebook groups and in our pages that are like, why aren't you putting out messaging about Venezuela? And I'm like, well, to be honest, like, I don't have any control over what's happening in Venezuela, but I do have control over what our local party does, along with my executive committee, not my board of directors, but similar.
Yeah.
You know, and so I told someone recently, I was like, our volunteer time is not well spent by posting about Trump in Venezuela. Our volunteer time is better spent actually getting stuff done here in Sumner County.
So, yeah, and collecting donations for the hygiene pantry.
Posting about how Johnny Garrett doesn't like Fred Gets Dressed.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other can of worms. I can't believe that we may end up with that man in Congress. Talk about a clown show. But
yeah,
he and Ogles will have the time of their lives and we'll just be rolling our eyes embarrassed every day.
As they sit in the back, because they'll be in the minority, highly likely next year.
I sure hope so.
Folks, the reason I say that is we were looking at the results from the special election in the 7th Congressional District, where Afton Bain put up a heck of a fight. The results showed a Democratic shift in every single county in that district, and a significant Democratic shift in every single county. And if you project that shift nationwide, using those same numbers, you get a
blue wave.
A blue wave. You get basically 275 seats in the House, and which is more than the 208 or 209 or whatever it is that we have now.
Do not get complacent. That does not mean.
Well, and I'm going to say that these two are being very hopeful. I'm a little more pragmatic at this point. I don't know if we can expect that or not, but I do expect that we will win seats that we have lost in the past, things that have been very close. I do expect that there will be people elected who will be paying attention to what the voters are actually saying a little bit more because they know that their time is ticking. You know, and speaking about that, right now we have seen that there are a lot of Republicans in Sumner County who have pulled to run for various seats. The Democrats are trickling in a little bit more. Today I got a text from another Democrat who had pulled for a county commission race. I have some other people that my candidate recruitment committee has been talking with and that I have been talking to that I think we can expect to see over the upcoming weeks.
Nice.
So, you know, but also it's not realistic for us to say that we're going to run someone in every single seat.
No, it's not. What we are
going to do is make sure to target those seats that we think may be able to win. And we have a pretty strong game plan. So I'm very excited about that. I believe that the SCCR continues to dig their own grave and I'm looking forward to seeing some of them be roundly defeated out of office.
Yeah, I think part of
dwindling
of any Democratic strategy in Sumner County has got to be let the SCCR speak their mind as much as they want and just let everyone listen. You can't go wrong. I was reviewing the notes from the Sumner County Commission committee meeting last night, and just the amount of just inability to govern, right? Not knowing the rules, and it's just amazing. It's more than just partisanship at this point. It's just like, you know, people just don't seem to know what their job is.
That's complete ignorance.
I would actually question whether it is ignorance or if it is purposeful to see how much they can get done without being pushed back on by people who do know better.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But, you know, one of the things that I talk about with the party a lot is that the way that Tennessee was not a red state. It was 2011 when it flipped, right? And there was a blue supermajority for a while, for a long while.
Our state rep here in
District six was a Democrat. One of the things Mike McDonald. People talk about, they're like, we need to do it right now, and that's just not realistic. I don't think that you can go through and dismantle, what is this, like 14-15 years of gerrymandering and voter suppression in one or two election cycles. So we have to take
a
long
game.
Yeah, because
how much did they purge again last?
Right.
Election
There's
season.
That, but also I just think like we have to play the long game. They played the long game. We also play the long game. So we get a lot of questions about why aren't we doing this and that. And I think it's important to know that we have a long term plan, and that long term plan takes a little longer to put into place and to make happen. But the more that like the longer time goes by, the more you start to see those things shift, right? So,
and we're starting to see it.
We are.
So
we are.
This will be year 10 for me.
Yep.
Because I called Lynn in 2016 to get involved. And it has been a major shift in 10 years.
Yeah.
I think so.
Major.
And with that lovely piece of positive vibes, we're going to take our second break. When we come back, more with Megan Lang. You're listening to Len and Michelle, the Loyal Opposition, here on the mighty WQKR, where your friends are.
WQKR.
Hello, Middle Tennessee. We are proud to introduce Artemis CPA, a 100% woman-owned certified public accounting firm that delivers financial freedom to business owners and individuals alike. Time is the most precious commodity we have, and Artemis CPA takes away the burden of your finances so that you can have more time to do all the things you love. Whether it's taxes, valuation, accounting, bookkeeping, or consulting, Artemis CPA handles it all. Their ability to work virtually also helps provide their clients with the best service. For more information and to schedule a consultation, give Artemis CPA a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on The Loyal Opposition.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Most people think natural gas smells like rotten eggs. Actually, natural gas is odorless and colorless. Therefore, a chemical called captan is added to assist in detecting leaks. It's the captan that smells like rotten eggs, and it smells that way so a leak can be detected. Portland Natural Gas, looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
Volunteer State Bank is now Volunteer Bank. We're proud to introduce a new look for a name you've trusted for 48 years. This change reflects our deep roots in Middle Tennessee and our commitment to the place that we call home. It's how we're evolving to better serve you while staying true to the values that built us. Whatever your next step may be, we volunteer to help you take it. Volunteer Bank, the home state advantage. Learn more at volunteer.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marcus,
Raquel,
Raymond,
Shirley,
Andrew,
Steve,
Wade,
Tisha,
Mary,
Tyson,
Jeff.
More than 10,000 people have joined the Green Power Switch program from TVA and your local power company, creating a growing movement to bring clean, green sources of renewable energy to our region. To learn more, contact your local power company or visit greenpowerswitch.com. After all, one person can make a difference. 10,000 can create a movement.
CEMC, Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation.
What kind of radio station do you want?
Mash the button till something good comes out.
It doesn't matter what you turn on.
That's why we're here.
On FM and AM, on the internet. You can't go anywhere and not be able to hear WQKR. In your car, at home, on the radio, on your MP3 player, or your laptop or cell phone.
That's what I wanted to hear.
WQKR.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Len Asante. I am your co-host, Len Asante, and on my right is...
Michelle Harbin.
And today, together, we are
the Loyal Opposition.
Speaking with Megan Lang, chair of the Sumner County Democratic Party, not the Tennessee Democratic Party, not the National Democratic Party, but the Sumner County Democratic Party.
Yeah, not even the Williamson County. We're talking Sumner County.
Only call me about Sumner County.
When I was chair once, I served as acting chair of the county party a couple times over the years, and one time I got a call because a woman was very concerned about contrails and wanted me to do something about contrails, about the airplanes spraying stuff out of their wings into the atmosphere. And For those of you who don't know, I'm a pilot, and so I went through aviation training, and I learned about weather and all this. And contrails are a natural effect of airplanes. So I tried to explain this to her, and of course that didn't work. And then it's like, well, you got to call the president. You got to call the president. So I understand, Megan, how sometimes you get approached about non-local issues.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's more just, why aren't you addressing this national issue? And I'm like, listen, I too have many passionate feelings about what's happening across our country. And also, we have a very limited sphere of influence, and it is critical that we utilize our energy in our sphere of influence. So for me, it's right here in Sumner County. That's what I can do. That's how I can make things happen. That's what I choose to do.
Right.
And that's where we can make the biggest impact.
Exactly. Yeah. Make work where you make the impact. Now, for those folks who are concerned about state issues, though, we do have Luis Mata coming up on our show real soon. Luis Mata is
a communications director and deputy executive director of the Tennessee Democratic Party. And he will be with us on February 11th.
Oh, nice.
So if you've got statewide issues, well, call in on the show when he's on the air, and he will give you a good answer. And when I reached out to him, he was very happy to come on the show. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, but
yeah, last time he came on, I did a phone interview with him,
at that point, he was
still with the immigration.
Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's moving up in the world.
We're very excited to have Luis with the state party. He's already done a phenomenal job.
Do you interact with him at all in your role?
I do. I'm the comms committee chair for the state party.
Oh, wonderful.
So I am very thankful that we have Luis. This is his latest graphic for the state party, and we're feeling really good about it. I believe that they're putting out some messaging that may be a little edgier, but it's certainly to the point and what we need right now. So I'm very thankful that we were able to get Luis in this position. It's
wonderful.
Incredibly beneficial.
Yeah,
for
so us, how so. Long has he been in that role?
3 months.
Yeah. I knew he left TI
Turk.
Yeah, Turk. But I didn't know where he went. So I missed that announcement. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so folks, he'll be with us next month, so be sure to tune in for that. But right now, we've got Megan and what's going on in Sumner County. So we do have an election coming up. Megan, what do you think are the, you know, you one of the things you do a lot of is talk to people, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And what are the people of Sumner County saying in regards to what are the issues of concern locally this time around?
You know, I think this shouldn't come as a surprise, but the library board has come up pretty consistently because of the bogus appointment of Riley Gaines to our library board. I think it's especially concerning. I've received messages from both Republicans and Democrats, and I don't say that in a joking way. I mean, I truly have an inbox of people who have said, I don't agree with you a lot of times, but on this issue, I'm very upset. I'm very frustrated with the way things have been handled. And you know, the commission is the sole appointer of the library board. So in order for us to see any change on the library board, we have to see a full commission change. And that, I think, is one of the bigger issues. I also know that the volunteer fire department, the funding for that has become something that people are very concerned about. If you live on county property, if you are not within a city.
We depended on Shackle Island Volunteer Fire Department, and we would not have been able, we donated to them because.
It's a big issue. And I think, too, that one thing that will end up becoming more prevalent is going to be concerns around election.
Security.
And the fact that our commission continuously denies funding for our election commission. So what we're seeing now is our county grows constantly. When I was working at the chamber several years ago, I remember that at one point we were getting like 1,000 new residents in Gallatin a month or something ridiculously large like that. And so what we're looking at is a county that continues growing. And because of that, we need additional voting precincts. And what I'm afraid we're going to see in our upcoming primary election is that there will be lines on election day, and it's voter suppression, because we should be adding an additional like 9 precincts or something like that. But until we're given the funding for it, the election commission can't do it. And the thing is, the county commission does not have the authority over the election commission. That is the state election commission does. County commission does not control the election commission. And they're very petty and angry about that. And they're mad about the fact that they lost their little building. And because of that, they continue to refuse to give the election commission the funding either for those convenient vote centers or for additional precincts. And I'm very concerned about
it. I mean, they want to do
it
away with early voting, so.
Well, that's Jeremy Mansfield. Yeah. Just wants to make sure that he continues to win. I think that, you know, what we're looking at is Sumner County is the testing ground for Tennessee, the way that Tennessee is the testing ground for the rest of the country.
Thanks, Lamberth.
And I believe that William Lamberth is the reason for
He's
that.
He's the ringleader of that, I believe.
You
that
know,
too.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it.
Don't say it. Well,
my
we
face
wouldn't
is
have
really
much of a show.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not gonna. I believe that for someone who professes to love Jesus and live his life according to the teaching of Jesus, I think he must be colorblind because he doesn't seem to understand what the red words actually say.
Right.
And I had an interesting interview today about how when you see a Bible quote that gets put up in a school or a public building by a Republican, it's never Jesus's words.
Yeah.
It is never a Bible verse of Jesus's words.
Interesting. And your comment, Megan, about how we need more voting precincts, that's not just your opinion.
There's a law.
There's a law that sort of
we
lays
are violating
out
the law right now.
How large a precinct should be and when we should add more.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is so people don't have to wait online all day to vote.
Each precinct should have no more than 6,000 registered voters assigned to it. If we had switched to convenient voting centers, that number would have changed to 10,000 because there's a way to make it a little more functional for us. But alas.
Yeah, can you explain what a
convenient voting center would mean? That on election day, you are able to choose the most convenient
spot for you. Used to be able to do that on early voting.
So you can go to any location to vote. And unfortunately, it does have an upfront cost because we care about voting security. You have to run a specific, basically like cables to each precinct so that nothing ever goes through them except for voting information. And that does have an upfront cost. That cost would have been covered by the savings from not adding 9 additional precincts and poll workers within a couple of cycles. But our county commission is not, they're too nearsighted. They're not thinking about the future. And I think what they actually care about is not raising taxes so that they can get elected again. But at some point, that's going to have to happen. It's going to bite them in the butt.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and they don't want people to vote. They want voters to not vote.
That, I do believe that that is a massive part of it, too.
It's a big part of their strategy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Megan Lang. Len and Michelle are enjoying Megan's Always.
And this is the first show of the year.
Actually, yeah, you're right. This is the first show of 2026, so I think it's good to have Megan on.
You got your favorite snarky commentator.
Although you are a little mellow today, I've got to say.
Am I mellow?
Yeah, you're a little mellower than usual today. Yeah. But we'll argue about that over the break, folks. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
FM and AM, WQKR.
If you're on Medicare, here's exciting news. The Medicare annual enrollment period is just weeks away. Portland has a local trusted advisor who can help seniors sort through all the confusing aspects of Medicare, and there are a lot of changes in cost and services this year. Kyle Doris and Medicare Insurance Advisors can help you make sense out of all the plans and supplements. Best of all, the advice and service from Kyle and MIA doesn't cost you a penny. Give them a call at 615-325-0064 or visit Kyle at 621 South Broadway.
Volunteer State Bank is now Volunteer Bank. We're proud to introduce a new look for a name you've trusted for 48 years. This change reflects our deep roots in Middle Tennessee and our commitment to the place that we call home. It's how we're evolving to better serve you while staying true to the values that built us. Whatever your next step may be, we volunteer to help you take it. Volunteer Bank, the home state advantage. Learn more at volunteer.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I love the internet. You know why? I'll tell you why. I like websites. I like email. I like the clicky sound the keyboard makes. Good sound. I like to log on, read the news, check the weather, shop, look at pictures, download maps, meet new people. I just wish I had more reasons to get on the internet.
I'll give you one. Men must register with Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. That qualifies you for student loans, government jobs, and training. You can register online at www.sss.gov, or you can register at the post office.
I'm going to register right now at www.sss.gov. Hey, why is it www, not ABC or XYZ or PDQ?
Wow, Lester. I never knew about this vault underneath the radio station. It sure is spooky down here. Yeah, it's like a mausoleum. Uh-oh. We're locked in. Hey, look at this. All these old radio programs. Jack Benny, The Lone Ranger, Abbott and Costello. Ooh, The Shadow. You know, I bet I can make a regular radio show out of all these old programs. Yeah, that's it. We could call it Morty's Radio Mausoleum. That's if we can ever get out of here.
Simple Pleasures, courtesy of the Energy Right program from TVA and your local power company. The cool underside of the pillow. Long hot showers. And best of all, reasonable electric bills. Whether it's a hard-working electric water heater or a high-efficiency heat pump, you're saving money with the Energy Right program simply by enjoying the little things in life. For information, call your local power company or visit EnergyRight.com.
In Portland, that's CEMC.
Welcome back, everyone. Len and Michelle here, the Loyal Opposition, speaking with Megan Lang this lovely, warm Wednesday evening.
It's a beautiful day today. I have a sunroof open.
Beautiful. It is beautiful. But the rain's
after
coming,
I've been
folks.
Hypnotized.
But one of the issues I wanted to talk about today was that Governor Lee has once again turned down millions of dollars in federal funding.
To feed our kids.
To feed our kids over the summer when school is out. And, I definitely wanted to get Megan's comments on this because to me this seems harmful in a couple of different ways. Number one, folks, this is our tax money that would have been coming back to us but now isn't. So it's like it's money we paid. And now we're not getting back. And then number two is, I mean, it just seems kind of mean-spirited that we're not taking money that is available, that is used solely to feed kids.
Especially with everything that's been going on with the loss of SNAP benefits and the cost of goods. And
increase in health insurance premiums because Congress
could
exactly.
I mean, ours went up 50%.
50%.
50% increase.
So it seems to me like a no-brainer to take this money that we've kind of already paid for, but instead the governor wants to do some state-level initiative, but at a fraction of the benefit.
Yeah, you know,
And we're going to address this. I know we were talking about Sumner County issues, and just for our listeners, this is a place where we can help fill in the gaps.
Yeah, I'm going to take the conversation in a weird direction, but I promise it's relevant. So I took over the party at the end of March, and one of my initiatives, one of my personal initiatives, was for us to demonstrate that DIMS care, that at one point was a national initiative that I don't know if it really still exists anymore, but locally the party has now done three different drives. We've collected things for menstrual products for the Sumner Period Pantry. We have collected toys for Toys for Tots, and we collected a lot of food for local blessing boxes and Feed Sumner. And so, you know, it's been a really big thing for me to make sure that as we're
stuff
working...
Stuff the bus, too?
Well, that was part of the food drive-in, the Toys for Tots.
Yeah, okay.
But as we have kind of developed our community more, I don't believe that anyone has any business working in politics if they don't plan to actively give back to the community. And so for me, it's been, how can we pivot our energy here so that we're actually doing something that supports people who need support, because the government is failing them. So we can step up and fill in some of those gaps. I know that this summer we are going to see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids who don't have meals, because their meals come from free and reduced breakfast and lunch at school, and they often don't see any additional food in their lives. We know that's a fact. We know that there are hundreds of kids who don't have houses in Sumner County.
There's organizations that send backpacks home on the weekends of food for kids who need it so they can eat over the weekend.
Yes.
So what do you think is going to happen when the kids don't have
The issue is that kids are going to go hungry, and this is a decision that Bill Lee and whoever, Lamberth, is in his ear. They have made this decision for a lot of kids that they will not be fed this summer. And so, you know, I know that the party will be working hard to support the street feed initiative that Gallatin Shalom Zone does every summer. I believe we'll probably be continuing to host food drives and filling up blessing boxes. Our potluck is actually this upcoming Sunday, and we have a lot of food in the office that we're going to be stuffing into gallon bags to drop off at various blessing boxes. And our youth caucus has taken on the responsibility of kind of dropping those off at various blessing boxes across the county as we notice they're empty. So we have an ongoing thing.
Volunteer that was at Lynn's, I won't say any names, but was at Lynn's party last night, was putting money in the kids' books. So if they got it, library book out of the little library, they might find a little cash.
I'm not surprised. I think that what we're seeing is people who care about others are also realizing that their vote is critical. And so I'm very hopeful. I do want to say to any Republican candidates who are listening, if you're not going to work for the Democrats, do not try to campaign for us. We're not voting for you. If you can't stand up to Jeremy Mansfield, if you're not willing to tell William Lamberth to kick rocks, you need to fix your own party. We are not here to elect your people when you talk to us during campaign cycle and then you ignore us the rest of the time. This has been a consistent thing that we have watched over and over. And I am so tired of getting calls as party chair, as a member of the state party, from people saying, can you get your people to vote for us? No. You got to work for it. And if you're not working for it and you're not doing things that actually support Democrats, then you don't deserve our vote. So become a better person. I'm so tired of it. Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Republicans are able, in Sumner County, are to some extent able to sort of ignore the problems in their own house, knowing that if a less crazy Republican runs against a constitutional Republican, that Democratic votes usually can help carry the day for the less extreme of those two candidates. However, if those Democratic votes aren't there, because hopefully there's a Democrat running in the race, right, then perhaps the moderate Republicans, or what do they call themselves, the Freedom Caucus, perhaps they will tend to their own garden a little bit more. So I certainly hope that's what happens here.
I just think that I'm not here to fix the GOP.
Right.
That is their business.
Plenty to fix right here.
I don't need independents or Republicans messaging me and telling me that I need to let candidates run as independents so they can win. I don't control people. I don't know what is wrong with you.
The thing is, if people, they can run as an independent, but they can't have party support then.
Yes.
That's just the rules.
Yes.
That's not a personal decision.
No. I will tell you, some of the messages I've gotten recently, I have just been like,
This good. Is not the Kiwanis. This
no,
is
it's
not a club.
Bizarre. Just if you want to be a Democrat, we would love that. Come on in. We are here. There are a few like hard lines, Chinga la migra, but otherwise, like, just come on over. We're here. The water's fine. I'm mostly fun. Right now I'm a little snarky, but generally I'm a fun person to be around unless I'm calling you out for being a fascist.
I think we're all lots of fun.
I don't know. Some of us are a little weird.
One of the mayors in Sumner
County. That's what makes it fun.
I will not name, but one of the mayors in Sumner County once told me that they consider themselves a Republican, but they think the Democrats are more fun to hang out with.
Yeah, we are.
We definitely are.
And with that, folks, I think we're going to call an end to this show. We are just about out of time. I want to thank...
Let's plug the Shalom Zone Sneaker Ball real quick.
Oh, let's... Okay, let's plug.
Yeah, I'm on the planning committee for
that.
Yeah,
I just put it on my calendar. I want to try to come. It's February 28th,
The Gallatin Shalom Zone has their Sneaker Ball every year. And it is, in my opinion, one of the most exciting events that we have.
I have been watching you guys do this. I haven't been able to come, but like I can't wait to get a new pair of shoes and
that is prom dresses and sneakers, and then it's hosted in the old gym that is